are so many things that will rob us of our freedom. And right up there at the top of the list is our enemy, the devil. Because he knows that if he can make your freedom evaporate, chances are he can drag you away from Jesus. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and it's great to be back with you again. Today we're going to take another look at your freedom from a different perspective. And do stick with me, because very soon I'll be telling you about my latest life application booklet. It's called Having the Sort of Faith That Conquers the World. And I'd love to send you a free copy to help you live a life of faith that truly makes a powerful difference in this world. This probably isn't going to be any shock to you, but your enemy, the devil, does not want you to be experiencing the freedom that Jesus came to bring you. Now, let's not get confused about this. He's happy for you to know about that freedom in a vague sort of way. He's even happy for you to see other people living in God's freedom. That's not a bad thing from his perspective, but he definitely does not want you experiencing God's freedom. Because you see, here's the thing. If freedom, God's freedom, is something out there, something that's a great theory, something that preachers preach about, something that a handful of super Christians out there can maybe have, but something that is quite simply, completely, and utterly unattainable for you, then he knows he has you. And let me tell you, there are a lot of so-called Christians in that very boat. They know about freedom. They've seen others apparently living in freedom, but it just doesn't seem as though it's ever going to happen in their lives. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Discipline yourselves, keep alert, like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls around, looking for someone to devour. It's a powerful picture, isn't it? And deliberately so. In the book of Job, we're told in Job chapter 1, verse 7, that the Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" And Satan answered the Lord, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down in it." So there he is, prowling around, walking up and down, just waiting to attack someone who is weak in their faith, someone who doubts the promises of God, someone who's come to the conclusion that the freedom they've heard about probably isn't for them. It's just never going to happen. Just like the lions in the wild, he'll pick on the weakest victim and take them down to devour them. And this is a big but. This is what God says about that. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. The Son of God was revealed for this purpose, to destroy the works of the devil. So when you feel powerless, when you feel weak, when you feel as though the devil is on your case, man, have I got some good news for you today. This Jesus, in whom you believe, is right there next to you, in fact, in you, to destroy the works of the devil on your behalf. In your weakness, in your doubt, in your failings, all you need to do is to turn to him, to ask him, to look at him, and he will send the devil packing. He will breathe his freedom into your heart by his Spirit. He will stand for you. He will protect you. It's just what Jesus does. I have some good news for you today. You need never, ever, ever be afraid of the devil. To be sure, there's a battle going on in the spiritual realm for your soul. Jesus came to save you, and the devil wants to snatch that gift of eternal life, that gift of grace, that gift of freedom right out of your hands. That is absolutely true. There is a battle going on. This is how Jesus puts it. John chapter 10, verse 10. He says, "The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly." Someone asked me once, what does it mean to have an abundant life? Well, let me first say that the word Jesus used there literally means superabundant. It's just that we don't have an English equivalent for that. Suffice to say, it's a really strong word. It's a word that's really over the top. So the question should be, what does it mean to have a superabundant life? It's a life of freedom. If you read the rest of the parable in that chapter, Jesus talks about his sheep being able to come in and go out in safety, in protection, in freedom. John chapter 10, verse 9, "I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture." See, that's a great picture. It's a picture of that abundant life. It's a picture of freedom and safety to come in and to go out and to find pasture. But this battle Jesus is talking about here between the thief and the true shepherd, it isn't a battle of two equal and opposite forces, one of evil, one of good. Don't for one moment imagine that. Jesus goes on to make the point. He's not some hired hand who runs away at the first sign of trouble. No, John chapter 10, verse 11, he says, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." And so he did. He died and rose again to set you free. We go looking for freedom in all sorts of different places. Sometimes we let the devil lead us by the nose, being tempted into this or that. Sin always tarts itself up to look good. Otherwise, it wouldn't be tempting. But Jesus is the true shepherd, and his sheep know his voice. I'm certain you can hear him speak as I share his words with you today. And because he is the good shepherd, because he laid down his life for you, because he was raised again to give you a new life, you need never, ever fear the devil. Your freedom is secure. That's the good news. Maybe that's still a bit difficult for you to believe. Well, let's think about it this way. Let's imagine that God loves you every bit as much as he tells you. After all, the evidence for that is pretty strong. John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life." If that's true, do you think he'd allow the devil to rob you of the freedom that Jesus purchased for you on that cross? Do you imagine for one moment that God would allow that incredible act of sacrificial love to go to waste? There are people who believe in Jesus with all their hearts, and yet they're afraid that something they've done or something they might do one day will rob them of their freedom. Come on, you haven't found yourself wondering at some point, "I wonder if I'm in or not. You know, I wonder if God's really forgiven me. I wonder if when I finally stand before him, I'll pass the judgment." And can I tell you, the devil loves that. Because if he can get a toehold in your mind, he'll work a way to undermine your faith. And truly, that's why I believe God has brought us together today. Because he is not going to allow that to happen. Jesus said that if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So let's do a bit of continuing, a bit of knowing, to set you free from any doubt. Romans chapter 8, verses 31 to 39. "What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not even withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is going to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor anything present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Hey, that is powerful stuff, isn't it? Nothing whatsoever can separate you from the love of God in Christ. That means your freedom, your salvation, are absolutely secure. Life throws all sorts of things at us, things that we never expected. And it's in those moments that we really need to live by faith. The sort of faith that has us leaning into God in the tough times. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of my latest booklet, Having the Sort of Faith That Conquers the World. Because God's Word is alive and active, amen? So I'm praying that he'll grow your faith in him through this booklet. You can request your free copy right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Just click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.